You've worked hard for what you have, your money, your assets, your 401k, and home. Isn't it all worth protecting? Nearly one in four consumers have been a victim of identity theft. LifeLock Ultimate Plus helps protect your finances with up to $3 million in reimbursement. LifeLock alerts you to identity threats you might miss. And if your identity is stolen, your dedicated U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. Let LifeLock help protect what you've worked so hard for. Save 25% off your first year on LifeLock Ultimate Plus at LifeLock.com/aware. Terms apply.
Work, 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 work. That's how it goes, isn't it? Work, 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 work. Work, 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 work. Ah, dear. Oh dear. So I used to work in banking, and the biggest problem in any job is not the stress of the job or doing something you don't want to do or the commute. The biggest issue in any job is the cunt who works with you. Work, work. Could just be one cunt or a few cunts. But usually there's just one big cunt, isn't there? One bullying, nasty cunt. When I worked for the bank, there was always one cunt. Often, but not exclusively, my manager. And I had nice managers too. I'm fine with authority. Managers often are not fine with authority, though, are they? It's very dangerous to give people authority. There's the devil inside us all, isn't there? And it doesn't come out most of the time, because it's not able to. If you're ordering a coffee and you say, oh, cafe latte, please, and they say, what's your name? You go, Nathan. You know, it's difficult in that transaction to be a cunt, isn't it? However, if you're the barista's boss, then that inner devil starts bubbling up inside you, doesn't it? It's like, oh, I'm not happy. I never wanted to be a manager in a coffee shop. I wanted to be a writer. I'm not happy here, so here comes the devil. Here comes my inner cunt. Let's make their lives a misery. And how am I going to do that? They're walking through the door at 9:02 a.m. because they're 2 minutes late. So I'll say, good afternoon. Good afternoon. As a kind of passive-aggressive joke. But really what I'm saying is, don't be 2 minutes late, even though it doesn't matter and we don't actually open till 10. Who gives a fuck? But I just want to be a cunt. So many cunts like this in the workplace. And if you're in this situation, I'm sorry, it's the worst thing in the world. But know that these people aren't happy. Know that these people aren't loved and have no real friends. I tell a story, I may have told this before on this. I've done 270 episodes now, forgive me. But there was a cunt called Steve in the office when I was working in banking. He was a horrible cunt. And he'd been working there 30 years. You know, you have these leaving speeches in offices where people gather around at the desks, you know. 30 years. I kid you not. 5 people gathered around his desk for the leaving speech. 3 of which, including me, just happened to be sitting at the desks anyway. After 30 years, he just had one person and one person doing the speech. I kid you not. The guy doing the speech started the speech like this. Well, I didn't really know Steve. We all laughed, thinking it was a joke. And then the guy doubled down, looked Steve straight in the eye and said, nah, Steve, back me up. I don't really know you, do I? Just no one else wanted to do this. Fucking brutal. Brutal. I mean, Steve was a cunt, but not even Steve deserves this level of brutality. But of course he did. He did deserve that level of brutality. I got out of banking into comedy. And shit, Of course, there's cunts in this business too. Probably far more of them. But what makes me okay with it is they're all heading the same way. The devil inside them all will one day take them down to hell where they belong. And on the day they go to hell, I'll be there doing their leaving speech. And I know what I'm gonna say. I'm gonna look them straight in the eye and say, you had a choice. Every time you were a cunt, you had a choice. This was within your control. You chose this path. The path that would always lead you to be swallowed up in a firewall of your own hatred. See you later, you unforgivable cunt. And I do mean see you later. Because I might just become a cunt too. So I can see you in hell. Let's see who the boss is then. Lots of love to you all. Love, 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 love.